And we are so, so fortunate that we come together and we discover things that are not so obvious. Do you understand that? And I'm not saying because of me or because of Mahmoud, because we are coming together. If we didn't come together, this talk would not take place. So is the individuality come to drop the individuality and, in, you know, take away the mask? And that's what makes it a good news. And look at you, Marta. You say Marta, you say Marta now, and you say Marta 6 months ago. I mean, I am astonished by the way you talk. You know, and I'm sure that a lot of people around you feel the same way. But this is what happens. You erase that paper that the first time I made it, I threw it at Tony. You you erase all the appearance on the screen of the pure consciousness or awareness. You have erased it from your world. How do we fade it away? By not dragging it into now. When the story goes, the pictures go. There are people that are addicted. They say, oh, we feel so much better when we pour our heart out. Temporary, for an hour. I assure you, by dragging their story up, their nightmare will continue. There is no way of relief. The only time is effective, maybe for a longer time, but not permanently, is from a person that always holds it in. It does it once and it feels a relief and leaves on. But there are chronic illnesses, I see, that you have heard it and then you hear it again. And then you that's the time, if you have a friend like this, you just hang up the phone. You are doing him a favor. You just say, I'm sorry, I'm not available today. There was a little girl, again, I had two conferences, a call to Iran yesterday and today. And I always desire children. And wouldn't you know, when you serve the truth begins to serve you. And these children are becoming more and more coming. One of them yesterday said, I have a friend at school that her parents divorced. Now, in my country, divorce is a disaster. They are not used to it, you know. Not too many people are divorced, particularly in that town. And she's heartbroken. But she can't control herself. She goes and cries to every friend, and it breaks my heart every time I talk to her. How should I help him, Satyam? I said, do you really want to help your friend? And she said, yes. I said, tell her that every time she repeats this story will add up to become calamitous. So instead of that, sit her down and teach her what you are taught. Tell her there is a way out. Do you want out? So then you can do the trust meditation with her. Now, she's only 9. Trust. I had a 6-year-old today. You will not believe how adorable he was. Trust meditation, stop meditation, all of that. And she said, yes, I will do that. And then today I talked to her. I said, did everything? I talked to her for an hour and a half. I asked her today, I said, how did it go? She said, thank you so much. Thank you so much. The thing is that the truth is a fire to the dead leaves, to the useless leaves, to the what needs to be burned. Nothing else can burn that fast.
Do you have to get new friends on this path because you have no tolerance for your old friends and their mentality and way of thinking?
Believe it or not, your intolerance are very, very welcomed in one phase. because it only shows that you no longer can think this way. Hmm? Then they get removed. You don't push them away. They begin to fall because they can't relate to you. They are more in distress than you are. And then when it comes around, your tolerance becomes eternal. First, you have no tolerance anymore. Then they get removed because they can't stand you. Then you go through a certain process. When you come back, you have tolerance for the worst of worse, because you don't see it as an obstacle, you see it as a challenge. Do you see what I'm saying? So yes, this phase is a wonderful phase, and you should go through it. In other words, don't push it away. Let it happen the way it happens.
So I can't listen.
You can listen, you practice.
I can't listen.
Exactly. If you're in a position, if you're inviting them to your house, you better listen. But if it just happened that you're someplace.
No,
because you're asking them to come. So you know. But the same time, if it just happened that you see them in a place, let them remind you of your practice, because then you're going to have to practice to stay alive around them. You know, so that again becomes an opportunity to practice. It's like me. I used to, every time something disappointed me, I would go in my cave. I have a place, I call it cave. It really does look like a cave. I would shut this curtain and sit there and go deeper, deeper. I would go with anger deeper. You know, sometimes when you go with anger deeper, you really go deep. Because you mean business. You don't joke around. You're not half-hearted looking. You're just looking at the... every disappointment takes us to the deeper place. And I've said that before here in my life. And in everybody's life in this room, if you look back, you'll see that the disappointment is what kept us looking deeper. You know, you are the embodiment of that. So that's why I said to Marta, bad is not bad and good is not good. When you are one with omniscient, knowingly, because unknowingly you already are, knowingly, then every act you do is a blessing. Whether you scream bloody, you laugh your head off, you fall on the ground, any crazy things and any beneficial things are a blessing to whoever is around. Now, I would like to give you an equation that I wrote it down last night really fast before I went to sleep, and miraculously I do remember it. Wisdom plus love is self-realization. Love without wisdom is attachment. Wisdom without love is dry ego. And I tell you why. Wisdom and love are two feet. If you miss one, you're going to be limping. You don't get where you want to go fast. As long until the last step you take, you need both legs. If you're only about wisdom, looking for wisdom, is very dry if your heart is not open. It actually makes you to be somebody and you know something. And I've had the experience of that with in my past with few people. When the love come for wisdom, they become partner. They become yin and yang. They become positive and negative energy. they will have this divine romance that will play until you're free. If you have love without the wisdom, you throw it at everybody's doorway. You say, you want my love? Here, as long as I have your love. And there is attachment and there is unfulfilled desire, which is going to grab your neck like a chain, invisible chain, like the dogs have, and bring you back again another life. So love, and I'm not talking about any love that has been recognized as love. What I mean is an unbelievable, burning, one-pointed love of the truth, love of Satyam, which is the truth. These two hand and hand is miraculous. There was a guy that used to meditate 14 hours a day in Burma, and the Himalayas. And he was a very nice man. He used to do meditation many years in different caves. He had a lot of wisdom. He went to Baba. Baba said, quit meditating. And for the first time in his life, he experienced love for his guru. That opened up. These two together were unbelievable in his life. Unbelievable. Although, all of a sudden, he felt something he had never felt before. Never felt before. It is Shakti and Shiva, the energy of this auspicious divinity. Without that energy, divinity is not shown. Without the divinity, the energy doesn't mean anything. So it's very important these two go hand in hand. Brings very, very incredible one-pointed. The love makes the wisdom one-pointed. I'd like to hear from you guys.
Last week when you spoke about the desire and the black and white and the color, Can you explain the difference between the color and the black and white?
Yes. Mind is made out of black and white. That means duality. So we are constantly tossed, those of us that live by the mental energy are tossed here and there in the midst of contradiction. Never find peace. When you find the colorless, not white, colorless, you have found the screen. You have found the base upon which the black and white dances, reincarnation after incarnation. So when we concentrate with that presence or that the seer, we are erasing. So now we are going to do a meditation we haven't done for a long time, and I think it's one of the most powerful meditation. I call everything meditation, so don't pay attention. I don't know any other name.
Practice.
A practice, thank you. One time you corrected me with God, omnipresent, if. Remember? If, since, now I got practice. Okay, we close our eyes and we ask ourselves, am I a man or a woman? And then we utterly become quiet to be announced within our own self the truth.